Welcome to Stifel's Sightlines podcast, focusing each week on a topic or two important to investors.
Well, greetings and welcome to the Sightlines podcast. This is Michael O'Keefe, Stifel's Chief Investment Officer. In this episode, I want to get into kind of an initial discussion about the 2024 election super cycle. So we have over 40 countries and 40% of the world's population going to the polls this year, including, of course, the United States. And we know that elections can drive change. So we're going to kind of take a look at that. And as we sort of dug in, honestly, a lot of what we were finding ourselves doing was looking at, as these elections have happened or unfold, really what's up as it relates to the relationship between certain countries or regions and the U.S. versus China. So let's jump in. I guess to start, of course, Nikki Haley dropped out of the presidential primary on the Republican side. So we basically are lining up for, as we've talked about a lot, for a rematch of 2020, Biden versus Trump. So we'll sort of save that for another episode and look beyond our borders for this discussion. And let's start with some strong allies of the U.S. So let's start with Mexico. Yeah, Mexico is our largest trading partner now. And in turn, it's actually set to have its largest election ever with 98 million who are registered to vote. And they're going to really be focused on policies around security and tax reform, for example. But of course, we're going to keep an eye on that a little bit as it relates to our trading relationship. Now, later in the year, in June, the EU is going to have its first parliamentary election since Brexit. So since Brexit, and basically what is in focus, among a few other things, of course, is whether there's waning support for Ukraine and any kind of shift in relations between the U.S., their relationship with the U.S., with us, and China. So that'll be in focus. Now, when we look beyond those couple sort of strong U.S. allies, there are other elections, in fact, some of the world's largest that are happening. So, for example, India will hold the world's largest democratic election. And, you know, India is important in the sense that it didn't participate in so far and has endorsed the Belt and Road Initiative from China, but it's essentially still emerged as with China being one of India's largest trading partners. So we're obviously in competition there. Anyway, the other one is Indonesia. They're having the third largest democratic election, or actually held it already. And retired General Prabowo, I'm going to get this right, Subianto, winning the election there based on a platform of military monetarization and protectionism, so protectionist policies. Now, this is a place where, for example, Indonesia provides nickel for electric vehicles. They have a digital services sector there, and they're kind of a prominent tech hub. Now, what's interesting about them is they're very open to say, look, what we're trying to do is maintain positive and active relations with both the U.S. and China without having to pick sides. Now, what's interesting about India and Indonesia is when we look out and look at forecasts of economic growth out to the middle of the century, so 2050, basically, the forecasted order of economic size of economy is the following: China, then us here in the U.S., then India, then Indonesia, Germany, Japan, and Brazil. So kind of the bottom line is when we look at things like India and Indonesia and sort of what's happening today, a lot of what we're setting up for and all these relationships with China is, okay, where is the economic power as we move through time and move out in time? And how are all these policies influencing that and kind of our role in that more shifting global economy? Anyway, so I guess the one thing I'll close on, I think I've mentioned this in a recent episode, Taiwan held its elections early. The Democratic Progressive Party, or DPP, won. That's the party that sort of leans independent of China, more favoring the U.S., and the Kuomintang Party, which aligns with China, didn't win. And so China kind of is not happy about that. There's, you know, some tensions and some shifts that are going on. And then one final thing is we do have Russia with a presidential election later in the year. But of course, Vladimir Putin is totally lined up to win that and remain in power probably at least through 2030. So anyway, that's a quick update on the variety of elections going around on around the world this year. And as they actually unfold and happen, to the degree there's helpful or important things to report on, of course, we'll come back to that as they do. Thanks so much for listening to this episode, and we'll catch you on the next one.
Thanks again for listening to Stiefel's Sightlines. Be sure to subscribe wherever you're listening to automatically receive each week's podcast in your feed.